وكلام سهل هذا متوافق مع ما قاله الطحاوي رحمه الله تعالى. The statement of Sahil is in compliance with what Al-Imam Al-Tahawi said. وَكُلٌّ يَعْمَلُ لِمَا قَدْ فَرَغَ لَهُ وَصَائِرٌ إِلَى مَا خُلِقَ لَهُ. Which means everyone works according to what has been written for one in Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz, that is the guarded tablet, and proceeds towards for what one has been created. Allah Ta'ala خلق للجنة أهلا وللنار أهلا, يعني خلق أناسا ليكونوا من أهل الجنة, وقد شاء لهم أن يكونوا من أهل الجنة, وخلق أناسا وقد شاء لهم أن يكونوا من أهل النار. Allah created people to inhabit hellfire. That is, Allah willed for them to be inhabiting hellfire, to be tortured in hellfire. And Allah created people to be the inhabitants of paradise. That is, He willed for them to be the inhabitants of paradise. من شاء الله له أن يكون من أهل الجنة وفقه لعمل أهل الجنة ومن شاء الله له أن يكون من أهل النار ألهمه عمل أهل النار. Those whom Allah تبارك وتعالى willed for them to be the inhabitants of paradise, Allah تبارك وتعالى guided them to the deeds that would lead them to paradise. And those whom Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala willed for them to be the inhabitants of hellfire, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala willed for them to do the bad deeds that would lead to hellfire. هذه عقيدة أهل السنة. This is the creed of أهل السنة. كما بينها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه من بعده وتبع الأصحاب وتبع التابعين إلى أيامنا. As it was clarified by the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, his followers, the followers of the followers, and so on up till nowadays. وهذا ما يدل عليه كتاب الله تعالى. And this is what is mentioned clearly in Al-Quran, in the book of Allah تبارك وتعالى. الله تعالى قال في سورة النور ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته ما زكى منكم من أحد ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته ما زكى منكم من أحد لولا أن الله تفضل عليكم لولا أن الله رحمكم وهداكم ووفقكم إلى صالح الأعمال ما كان أحد منكم يزكو أن يكون صالحا طيبا. Allah said in the 21st verse of Surah An-Nur, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ, which means, hadn't Allah have generosity towards you and mercy for you, no one among you would be a good person. This means, this clearly means that the one who gets a high status and does the good deeds, he or she does that by the generosity and mercy of Allah. Allah guided them to do these good deeds and to become in this status, to reach this status, and that's how they reach it. فَكُلُّ مَا يَحْصُلُ فِي هَذَا الْعَالَمِ يَحْصُلُ بِتَقْدِيرِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. So everything that occurs in this universe occurs with the will of Allah تبارك وتعالى. سَوَاءٌ الْخَيْرُ وَالشَّرُ, whether it is good or bad. كَمَا قَالَ الطَّحَاوِيُّ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ, وَالْخَيْرُ وَالشَّرُ مُقَدَّرَانِ عَلَى الْعِبَادِ. As al-Tahawi, may Allah have mercy on him, said, good and evil are destined for the slaves. هذا الأمر كان قد ذكره الطحاوي قبل هذا في رسالته في عقيدته, لكنه أعاده هنا مبالغة في التأكيد, زيادة في التأكيد, لأن هذا أصل من أصول عقائد أهل السنة والجماعة. الطحاوي mentioned this issue previously in his booklet, in his creed, but he repeated it here to reinforce the meaning, to reassure what he said previously, because this is among the fundamentals of the creed of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Al-Khayr wal-Shar, Al-Ta'a wal-Ma'asiyah, Al-Kufr wal-Iman, Kullu thalika qaddarahu Allahu ala al-Ibad. Good and evil, blasphemy and belief, good deeds and bad deeds, all of that are decreed by Allah تبارك وتعالى. لا يفعل الإنسان إلا ما قدر له. The human being only does what Allah willed for him. الإنسان بأي ماذا يحتاج ليفعل الفعل؟ The human being, what does he need to do a deed? يحتاج إلى قصد في قلبه, ما هيك؟ The human being needs to have an intention in his heart. وهذه النية من يخلقها؟ And this intention, who creates it? Allah. كل واحد فينا يعرف أنه لا دخل لنا في هذه النية من حيث الإبراز إلى العدم إلى الوجود. Everyone among us knows that no one among us creates this creed, this intention. وأعمال الجوارح تابعة لهذه النية التي في القلب. And the deeds of the organs شو التابع؟ لا تابع لهذه النية. And the deeds of the organs follow this intention, a consequence of this intention. فإذا كانت النية بخلق الله تبارك وتعالى فلا يحصل من الإنسان إلا ما قدر الله له. So if this intention is created by Allah, then nothing occurs except what Allah willed for the person. يعني the person does not do anything except what Allah willed for him. لو كان الإنسان هو يخلق هذه النية لاحتاج إلى نية في ذلك، وهذه النية كانت محتاجة إلى نية، ولأدى هذا إلى التسلسل الباطل الذي كنا بينا بطلانه قبله. فهذا يبين على أن نية الإنسان عمل قلبه خلق الله تعالى، والقلب هو أمير الجوارح. إذا كان عمل القلب خلق الله تعالى فعمل الجوارح بالأولى خلق الله عز وجل. As we mentioned previously, had this intention been created by the human being, then he would have been in need to an intention to create it. And that other intention would have been in need to another intention to create it. And so on. And this would lead to impossibility. This is impossible. This is, if you remember, we talked about this the past time when we started discussing the creed of At-Tahawi. This is called At-Tasalsul, and it is mentally impossible. So if the deed of the heart is the director, if you want, of the organs. The heart is what controls the organs. If the deed of the heart is created by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then more so the deeds of the organs are created by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. كما قال ربنا عز وجل وقدر كل شيء وخلق كل شيء فقدره تقديرا. وخلق كل شيء. الشيء هو الثابت الوجود، هو الذي حدث هنا، الذي دخل في الوجود. معنى الآية كل ما دخل في الوجود الله تعالى هو الذي خلقه. وخلق كل شيء فقدره تقديرا. الله بتقديره وبتخليقه أبرز كل شيء من الوجود. As Allah تبارك وتعالى said in Surah Al-Furqan, in the second verse of Surah Al-Furqan, وخلق كل شيء فقدره تقديرا. Which means Allah created everything and made it on and made it as it is. The word شيء in this verse means everything that exists comes into existence. Everything that comes into existence. وهذه الآية حجة لنا على المعتزلة وأمثالهم. This is a proof for أهل السنة against المعتزلة and the like. على الذين يزعمون أن الإنسان يخلق فعله. Against those people who claim that the human being creates his or her deed. لأن الله قال وخلق كل شيء. Because Allah said Allah created everything. Everything. This is what the verse means. Allah created everything. فإذا أراد أحد أن يخرج حادثا من الحادثات من هذا العموم يحتاج إلى دليل ولا دليل له. If anyone wants to say, but the deeds of the human beings are excluded, this person needs a proof to say that, isn't it? This is how the rules of the religion are, and this is how the rules of the language are. He needs a proof to do that, and they do not have a proof. They do not have neither a mental proof nor a proof from the texts of the religion. قال المؤلف إلى هنا واضح up till here, is it clear? قال المؤلف رحمه الله والاستطاعة التي يجب بها الفعل من نحو التوفيق الذي لا يجوز أن يوصف المخلوق به فهي مع الفعل وأما الاستطاعة من جهة الصحة والوسع والتمكن وسلامة الآلات فهي قبل الفعل وبها يتعلق الخطاب وهي كما قال تعالى لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. The author said the ability with which the deed occurs is simultaneous with the deed. An example of what is related to this ability is the tawfiq, which must not be attributed to the creation. As to the ability in terms of health, power, mastery, and soundness of instruments, it is present prior to the deed. And the religious orders are relevant to it, as in the saying of Allah, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. It means Allah does not require of anyone to do what is beyond one's ability. أهل الحق يقولون الاستطاعة على قسمين نوعان. The people of the truth, أهل السنة والجماعة, say that there are two kinds of ability. استطاعة تكون قبل الفعل واستطاعة مع الفعل. An ability which one is attributed with, an ability with which one is attributed before doing the deed. And another ability which is simultaneous with the deed, with doing the deed. الاستطاعة التي قبل الفعل هي مثل سلامة الآلات. تقول زيد قادر على رفع هذا الحجر. معناه سلامة عنده من سلامة البدن وسلامة الأعضاء وقوة البدن ما يستطيع به رفع الحجر. هذه استطاعة قبل الفعل. ما معناها؟ معناها أن آلاته وبدنه سالم من علة تمنعه من هذا الفعل. هذه الاستطاعة التي تكون قبل الفعل. There is an ability which is before doing the deed. This is like when you say so and so has the ability to lift this stone. What does that mean? It means as far as his body is concerned, as far as his organs are concerned, as far as his strength is concerned, he can lift this stone. There is no illness or the like that prevents him from doing this act. هذا النوع من الاستطاعة قبل الفعل لا شك. This type of ability, of course, one would be attributed with it before doing the deed. وبهذه الاستطاعة يتعلق التكليف. And one would be ordered to do something or to leave out doing something in accordance with this type of ability. مثلا الذي لا يقدر على القيام في الصلاة ليس مأموما بأن يصلي قائما إنما يصلي قاعدا. For example, the one who does not have the ability to stand up while praying is not ordered in the religion. He is not ordered to pray while he is standing up. He prays while he is sitting. So هذا ما نعنيه بأن التكليف متعلق بهذه الاستطاعة. معناه أن الله لا يكلف الإنسان إلا ما هو في وسعه. This is what we mean when we say one is ordered to do what he is able to. One is not ordered to do what he is not able to do. We talk about this type of ability. الأعمى ليس مكلفا بالجهاد. For example, the blind person is not obligated to perform al-jihad, to go to the battlefield. الأعرج ليس مكلفا بالجهاد. The one who limps is not obligated to perform al-jihad, to go to the battlefield, for example. لأن التكليف متعلق بهذه الاستطاعة التي هي عبارة عن سلامة الآلات وعدم الموانع. Because being incumbent to do something is related to this kind of ability, which is to have the proper health, to have the organs needed to do this task, etc. نعم بعض الناس بعض الصحابة كان أعرج ولم يرضى إلا أن يذهب إلى الجهاد. هذا شيء آخر، هذا من علو الهمة. Yes, one of the companions, he limped and he did not accept not to go to al-jihad. This is because he had a very high level of belief and spirit. واحد آخر كان أعمى أيضا ذهب معهم للجهاد وحمل الراية وقف بها، يعني معناه أنا لا أستطيع أن أهرب، لا أتزحزح عن مكاني، لا أتراجع، لكن هذا يحتاج إلى قوة إيمان، إلى علو همة. Another companion was blind and he went to al-jihad. He carried the banner and he stood up there. Which means what he did that because he's someone who couldn't run away. So I'll be there. I will not retreat. This is what it means. Hey, but this needs a strong belief, mashallah. ونحن نتكلم عن التكليف، أما ما يتطوع به الإنسان مما ليس فرضا عليه هذا شيء آخر. We are talking here about what is incumbent upon the person. Now what the person does while it's not incumbent upon him, this is something else we're not discussing now. إذن هذا نوع من الاستطاعة. So this is one type of ability. وهي الاستطاعة التي ذكرها الله تعالى في قوله لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. And this is the ability which Allah تبارك وتعالى meant in Al-Quran by the saying of Allah لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. It's the verse 286 in Surah Al-Baqarah, which means Allah does not make incumbent upon anyone what is beyond one's ability. وهناك نوع آخر من الاستطاعة وهو الاستطاعة مع الفعل وهي التي لا بد منها لحصول الفعل، لأن الإنسان لا يكون مأمورا بفعل شيء إذا لم يكن عنده الاستطاعة لفعله، فلا بد مع الفعل من استطاعة للعبد. The other type of ability of power is the ability that occurs, that is with, that coincides with the doing of the deed. العبد مأمور بفعل أشياء. The slave is ordered to do certain things. ولا يكون هو فاعلا لها إن لم يفعلها بقدرته. The slave wouldn't be himself doing these things if he does not do these things with his power. إذن لابد من قدرة مع الفعل. So there has be a power. The slave has be, لابد من قدرة للعبد يعني مع الفعل. The slave has to be attributed with a power while doing the deed. هذه القدرة تكون مع الفعل لا قبله ولا بعده. This power, this ability, the second type of ability exists with the deed. Exactly, with the deed. Not before it and not after it. It is clear why. This is very clear. لأنها لو وجدت بعد الفعل لما كان لها حاجة. ما خلاص تم الفعل. Because if it existed after doing the deed, there would be no need for it. Because the deed is already done. ولو كان وجودها قبل الفعل لاستغنى الإنسان حال الفعل عن الله، وهذا باطل أيضا. And if it existed before the deed, then the person would have not been in need for Allah while doing the deed. And this is also false. لذلك قال أهل السنة الاستطاعة التي بها يكون الفعل الاستطاعة التي معها يحصل الفعل تكون مع الفعل. This is why the أهل السنة said the power with which the slave does the deed exists with the deed, not before it and not after it. فإذا وجدت إذا خلق الله هذه الاستطاعة في العبد مع الفعل مع فعل الطاعة، ماذا يكون هذا الأمر؟ توفيقا من الله. وإذا خلق الله هذه القدرة في العبد مع فعل المعصية يكون هذا خذلانا من الله. If Allah creates this power in the slave while doing a good deed, that would be a guidance from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And if Allah creates this power in the slave while doing a bad deed, then this would be khizlan from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I don't know how to say it in English. I don't know if there is a word for it in English. That is, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If you want to say, let's down this person, I don't know how to say it in English. You'll think about it. ويكون العبد، هذه عقيدة أهل السنة، لأن أهل السنة يقولون العبد مفتقر إلى توفيق الله، محتاج يعني إلى توفيق الله وإلى تأييد الله وإلى مشيئة الله في كل لمحة ولحظة. وهذه هي حقيقة العبودية. ما معنى أن يكون الإنسان عبدا لله؟ معناه أن يكون مفتقرا محتاجا إلى الله تبارك وتعالى، محتاجا إلى تأييد الله وإلى عون الله وإلى توفيق الله وإلى مشيئة الله في كل لمحة ولحظة. وهذه هي حقيقة العبودية. أهل السنة said they explained the matter of the ability of the power of the slave in this way, taking that from the verses of Al-Quran, the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam, because they know that the slave is in need for the guidance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and for the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in every moment. And this is what slavery, real slavery to Allah ta'ala means. This is what it means to be a slave of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Slavery of Allah. How do you say it? This is what it means to be a slave of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is, you are in need in every moment to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. ك كما قال ربنا عز وجل: يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله هو الغني الحميد. As Allah تبارك وتعالى said in the 15th verse of Surah Fatir: يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله هو الغني الحميد. Which means, O people, you are all in need to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not in need for anyone or anything. ومن هنا يعرف إلى أي حد ذهب المعتزلة في الضلال لما قالوا إن الاستطاعة سابقة على الفعل. And from this you would know more, you would notice more to which extent the Mu'tazila went in misguidance. Because they said that the power with which the deed occurs is attributed to the slave, or before the deed, the slave is attributed with the power with which he does the deed before doing the deed. So you can notice to which extent they went in misguidance. لأنه ما معنى هذا؟ معنى هذا أن الإنسان ليس بحاجة إلى الله عند فعل الفعل. Because as it is clear for you, this means that the human being is not in need to Allah تبارك وتعالى while doing the deed. وإن لم يكن هذا كفر كفرا فما هو الكفر؟ And this is blasphemy for sure. فلا وجه لما قاله بعض الناس ممن يزعم لما قاله بعض المتأخرين من أن الصواب عدم تكفير المعتزلة. So there is nothing that supports what some late people said, that we do not, they said the proper saying is not to claim, is not to judge the Mu'tazila as blasphemers. وهذا عجيب, and this is strange. من بعضهم هذا عجيب. بعضهم جهال صرف. ومن بعضهم هذا القول عجيب. Some of them are mere ignorant people. But some other, it is very strange for them to say this statement. Allah يوفق من يشاء. Allah guides whomever He will. قد يكون الإنسان واسع العلم ويضل. وقد يكون الإنسان قليل العلم وينجو في الآخرة. A person might have a lot of knowledge and despite of that would be a loser in the hereafter. And another one might have a little bit of knowledge and will be safe in the hereafter. بعض المالكية قال الإمام مالك كفر هؤلاء المعتزلة الذين يقولون هذا القول, ثم قال والصحيح عدم تكفيرهم. كيف هذا؟ Some Maliki scholars, he had the knowledge, said Al-Imam Malik judged them as blasphemers. Then he said, the correct issue is not to judge them as blasphemers. I don't know how he did that. Allah kaffarahum fil Quran wa an-nabiyyu kaffarahum alayhi as-salatu was-salam fil hadith. Was-sahabatu kaffaruhum wat-tabi'una kaffaruhum wa atba'u at-tabi'ina kaffaruhum. كيف يجرؤ بعد هذا إنسان أن يقول القول الصحيح عدم تكفيرهم؟ They are judged in Al-Quran by being kuffar, blasphemers. They are judged by the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم by being blasphemers. They are judged by the companions to be blasphemers. They are judged by the followers of the companions to be blasphemers. They are judged by the followers of the followers to be blasphemers. The four imams judged them as blasphemers. يعني مالك والشافعي وأحمد وأبو حنيفة. These four, each one of them judged them bluntly to be blasphemers. After all of that, how would one dare to say the correct saying is not to judge them as blasphemers? Isn't this? If someone ignorant says it, okay, you understand, because this person does not know. But the one who knows all of this and says it, it would be very strange of him. Subhanallah. Allah yahdi man yasha. Wa yadullu ala qawlina al-Qur'an. And as we said, the saying of Ahlul Sunnah is clearly supported by the texts of the religion from Al-Qur'an and the Hadith. الله تبارك وتعالى قال في سورة الكهف إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا ولا شك أن الاستطاعة المرادة هنا هي الاستطاعة التي مع الفعل لأن موسى ما كان فيه ما يمنعه من الصبر لا في بدنه ولا في عقله ما يمنعه من الصبر مع الخضر عليه السلام فلا شك أن الاستطاعة المرادة هنا هي الاستطاعة التي مع الفعل ليست الاستطاعة التي هي قبل الفعل. So among these texts is the 67th verse of Surah Al-Kahf. إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا. This verse mentions that Al-Khadir عليه السلام told Prophet Musa عليه السلام that you are not going to be able to adhere to my conditions. For sure, what is meant by this verse is the ability and the power which is with the doing of the deed and not the one which is before the deed. Because for sure, Musa alayhi salam did not have anything in his body or his mind that prevents him from being patient, from applying the conditions of Al-Khadir alayhi salam. فهذا يدل هذه الآية تدل مما يدل لعقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة أن الاستطاعة نوعان قبل الفعل ومع الفعل. This verse is among the verses that stand proof for what Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah said, that there are two types of ability, before the deed and with the deed. وَأَمَّا الدَّلِيلُ مِنَ الْعَقِلِ فأحد الأدلة هو أننا نسأل الله أن يعيننا على فعل كذا وعلى فعل كذا، ولو كانت الاستطاعة قبل الفعل لما كان لسؤال المعونة معنى. Another proof is that we ask Allah to, it is a consensus among the nation, it's mentioned in Al-Quran, the Hadith and other than that, that we ask Allah to help us to do something. So had the ability been of doing something, had the ability been only, had the ability been acquired before doing the deed, and there is no ability needed while doing the deed, so if it was of one type, which is the ability before doing the deed, there would be no meaning for asking help from Allah. Because one would have already, the person would, because the person already has it, has the ability. So what is he asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? So this is one of the mental proofs that Ahlul Sunnah used to support what is mentioned in the religion. واضح? Is it clear? قال المؤلف رحمه الله يعني الاستطاعة التي يحصل بها الفعل كما كالفعل الذي يحصل بتوفيق الله كالاستطاعة التي تكون بتوفيق الله مما لا يجوز أن يوصف به العبد أي هذا التوفيق يكون من الله وليس شيئا مما يوصف به العبد إلى آخره. ايش معنى التوفيق؟ خلق القدرة على الطاعة، وهذا لا يوصف به العبد، انما الذي يوصف به الله تعالى. نعم حاج. ألهمه الله ان موسى لن يستطيع، ألهمه الله ان موسى لن يستطيع ان يلتزم بشروطه. يعني when Al-Khadir said that to Musa, this is because Allah تبارك وتعالى inspired him that Musa is not going to adhere to his condition, to the conditions of Al-Khadir. لأنه قال له لا تسألني عن شيء حتى أكون أنا الذي أبادر إلى الكلام معك عنه. Because he told him, don't ask me about anything before I open the subject with you. ثُمَّ سَيِّدُنَا مُوسَى مَا فَعَلْ. Then Prophet Musa did not do that. MashaAllah. طيب. نعم. الاستطاعة مع الفعل يعني القدرة التي تكون مع الفعل، القدرة التي بها يفعل العبد الفعل، قدرة مخلوقة هي. تكون مع الفعل، لا بد منها مع الفعل، وإلا لا يكون هو فاعلا للفعل. إذا واحد حمل واحد ونقله من مكان إلى مكان، هذا المنقول يكون هو انتقل هو؟ لا. وليش؟ لأنه بغير قدرة منه وبغير إرادة منه. أما إذا مشى من هذا المكان إلى هذا المكان هو انتقل بقدرة منه، الفرق أن هذا بقدرة مخلوقة فيه وذاك من غير قدرة منه. وفيك لا، المعتزلة قالوا الاستطاعة قبل الفعل بس، لأنهم قالوا الإنسان هو يخلق فعله. وبيكم تفضل.
الاستطاعة ما القدرة يحصل بها يعني كلا الفعلين شرا وخيرا؟
أيوة، الاستطاعة على الاستطاعة هي القدرة المرادة هنا، القدرة التي بها يحصل الفعل، القدرة المخلوقة في العبد. إذا فعل بها الخير ماذا يقال عنه؟ موفق. وإذا خلق الله فيه هذه القدرة مع فعل الشر يقال فيه مخذول. لكن لا بد منها مع الخير ومع الشر، وإلا لا يكون هو فاعلا للفعل. حتى يكون هو فاعلا للفعل لا بد من القدرة منه مع الفعل، سواء كان هذا الفعل خيرا أو شرا. هلا حنحكي. طيب شو يا حسين؟
Is it fair to say that the ability which is with the deed actually is the creation of the deed?
No. The creation of the deed. The ability which is with the deed is the ability created in the slave while doing the deed. The ability is something different than the creed, than the deed. These are two different matters. Both of them are created. The ability is created as an attribute of the slave, and the deed is another attribute of the slave. هو نحن يعني أهل السنة يقولون كما قال سيدنا علي رضي الله عنه في هذا الموضوع، هناك حد ينبغي الوقوف عنده، لأن عقولنا قاصرة عما بعده. About this matter, there is a limit where we have to stop, because our minds does not conceive what's behind it. كما قال سيدنا علي لما سأله إنسان عن القدر، قال سر الله فلا تتكلف. Just as الإمام علي said when someone asked him about القدر، he said this is a secret. Allah made this a secret. So don't try to get to it. That is, you are unable. Don't burden yourself. لما ألح قال أما إذ أبيت فإنه أمر بين أمرين لا جبون ولا تفويض. When this person insisted, الإمام علي told him, because you are insisting, I'll tell you something. It is the human being is not forced to do the deed, and he is not doing the deed on his own. It's something in between those two things. That is, the human being does the deed with his power and intention, but he does not create that Allah is the creator. So he is not on his own, he doesn't do it on his own, he does not create it, but he does not do it without his intention and his power. That's it, something in the middle between those two extremes. لا جبرٌ ولا تفويض. That's it. And this is what Ahl Sunnah, if you check the works of Ahl Sunnah about this issue, they all go around this statement. All the works of Ahl Sunnah are to explain this statement, and they go around it. That's it. They don't go beyond that. Because there is a limit which we cannot go beyond it. We do not have the ability to go beyond it.
قال المؤلف رحمه الله وأفعال العبد خلق الله وكسب من العباد. The author said, the deeds of the slaves are the creation of Allah and are acquired by the slaves. أفعال العباد كلها خلق لله.
The deeds of the slaves are all created by Allah. لأنها لم تكن موجودة ثم وجدت. Because they did not exist, then they existed. فهي بحاجة لمن لخالق أبرزها من العدم إلى الوجود. They need a creator who brought them, who brings them from the state of non-existence to the state of existence. ولا خالق إلا الله. And there is no one who creates other than Allah تبارك وتعالى. إذن أفعال العباد كلها مخلوقة لله تعالى كسائر المخلوقات مثل أبدانهم. Thus, the deeds of the slaves are created by Allah like their bodies. الإمام أبو حنيفة قال إذا كان العبد مخلوقا لله فأفعاله بالأولى أن تكون مخلوقة لله. Al-Imam Abu Hanifa radiyallahu anhu said, if the slave himself is created by Allah, then his deeds more so have to be created by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
فَالْأَفْعَالُ لِخْتِيَارِيَّةِ وَالْأَفْعَالُ غَيْرُ لِخْتِيَارِيَّةِ كُلُّهَا بِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى.
So, the two types of deeds, the deeds that occur with one's intention and the deeds that occur without one's intention, both of them are created by Allah. لكن الأعمال الاختيارية تقع كسبا للعبد وخلقا لله. But the deeds that occur with the intention, with one's intention, are acquired by the slave and created by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
فَالْعَبْدُ لَا يَخْلُقُهَا إِنَّمَا يَكْتَسِبُهَا.
The slave does not create these deeds, the slave acquires them.
معناه مع قيامها بالعبد مع خلق الله لها يوجه العبد إرادته إليها.
هذا معنى يكتسبها. To acquire these deeds means while it is created, the human being, the slave, would be directing his intention towards these deeds, towards doing these deeds. This is what we mean by the slave acquires the deed. That is, he directs his intention towards doing the deed, that is, of course, with the occurrence of the deed. وهذا أمر وسط بين الجبر وبين الاعتزال. And this is something in the middle between the creed of al-jabr and the creed of the Mu'tazila. كان في الماضي فرقة يقال لها الجبرية. In the past, a group called al-jabriya existed. كانوا يقولون العبد ليس له فعل, ليس له إرادة. They used to say the slave does not have an intention in doing the deeds. عندهم قام فلان مثل جرى الماء. For them, saying so and so stood up is like to say the water ran. كما أن الماء يجري بغير إرادة عندهم وقوف الإنسان بغير إرادة. For just as the water runs without an intention, the standing up of the person is without an intention. This is what they used to say. وهذا مذهب ظاهر البطلان. And this is, it's very clear that this is a false creed. الله تعالى قال وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله رب العالمين فأثبت للعبد المشيئة في هذه الآية. الله said in the Quran وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله رب العالمين. Allah attributed the will to the human being, so it's not permissible to say that the human being does not have a will in what he does. ثم هذه النحلة هذه الفرقة انقرضت وما عاد يوجد من يدافع عن نحلتهم. This group vanished, and nowadays no one defends their sayings. In the past and nowadays, for long centuries, they did not exist anymore. Many centuries. وَأَمَّا الْمُعْتَزِلَةِ فَقَالُوا الْعَبْدُ هُوَ الَّذِي يَخْلُقُ فِعْلَهُ. As for the Mu'tazila, they said, the slave is the one who creates his deed. قالوا الله كان قادرا على خلق مقدورات العبد لكن بعد أن أعطى العبد القدرة على خلقها, الله أعطى العبد القدرة على خلقها فصار عاجزا عن خلقها. They said that Allah had the power to create the deeds of the slave, but after He gave the power to the slave to create his deeds, Allah became unable to create these deeds. وهذا لا يخفى عليكم أنه كفر. لا شك. And it is clear for you that this statement is blasphemy. This creed is a blasphemous creed. أيضا المعتزلة بهمة علماء أهل السنة انقرضوا. Likewise, المعتزلة by the debates and the great efforts of the scholars of Ahl-Sunnah did not exist. إلا يعني they stopped to exist. خلص. And no one defended their statements. إلا أن بعض الفرق الأخرى أخذت بعض مقالاتهم. But some other factions took some of their beliefs. لأسباب في بعض العصور لأسباب سياسية تأثرت بعض الفرق الأخرى بأفكار المعتزلة فأخذت بعض أفكارهم الضالة. مثل الشيعة في القرن الخامس الهجري أخذ الشيعة الإمامية أخذ علماء والزيدية أيضا أخذ علماؤهم أشياء من عقائد المعتزلة. Like for Shia during the end of the 4th and the 5th Hijri century, and to be more accurate, at the end of the 4th Hijri century, they took some of the creeds of the Mu'tazila. They acquired them. أما المعتزلة كفرقة ما عادوا يوجدون. As for the Mu'tazila as a group, they ceased to exist. اليوم هناك محاولة من بعض الناس لإعادة إحياء هذه الفرقة. Nowadays, some people, I don't know who, some unknown, I don't know who. One's group, I don't know. Are trying to revive this group. يَنْبُشُونَ كُتُوبَهُمْ وَيَطْبَعُونَهَا. They are doing that now. Searching for their books, the remaining of their books, and printing them. يُحَاوِلُونَ نَشْرَهَا, trying to spread them. على كل حال أهل مذهب أهل السنة وسط بين هذين المذهبين المتطرفين. Anyway, the school, the creed of أهل السنة is in the middle between these two extreme creeds. أهل السنة لا ينفون الاختيار عن العبد لكن لا يثبتون الخلق له. أهل السنة do not deny the will of the slave, but at the same time they do not attribute creating to the slave. أهل السنة يعرفون أن العبد عبد وليس خالقا. أهل السنة know that the slave is a slave. He or she is not in control. يعلمون أن العبد عبد لله تعالى فلا يحصل منه إلا ما قدر الله له. They know that we are slaves of Allah. So our wills do not overcome the will of Allah تبارك وتعالى. Rather, nothing occurs from us except what Allah willed for us, subhanahu wa ta'ala. نقف هنا ونرجع إلى ما مسألتين كنا نسينا ذكرهما. Let's stop here and let me go back to talk about two issues, or maybe one issue now and one issue at the beginning of the next class. I forgot to talk about them. We didn't mention them yesterday. بعدما يدخل أو الناس الذين استحقوا دخول النار ليس كلهم يدخلونها. The people who deserve to enter hellfire, not all of them will enter hellfire. الكفار كلهم يدخلونها. The blasphemers, all of the blasphemers enter hellfire. أما المؤمنون العصاة الذين استحقوا عذاب النار فقسم منهم لا يدخلونها بشفاعة الشافعين. As for the Muslim sinners who deserve to enter hellfire, a part of them do not enter hellfire because of the intercession of the prophets and other than the prophets. ورد في الحديث أن واحدا من هذه الأمة يشفع لأعداد كبيرة من الناس, آلاف من الناس, واحد. It is mentioned in the hadith that one person of this nation will intercede for many, many, many people. A lot of people, thousands of people, one person of this nation among the followers of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. وورد أن الشهيد يشفع في 70 من أهل بيته. It is also narrated in the hadith that the martyr intercedes for 70 among his relatives. غير هذا. فقسم من الناس لا يدخلون النار بشفاعة الشافعين. So some people do not enter hellfire because of the intercession. وبعض العصاة بعد دخول النار يخرجون منها بشفاعة الشافعين قبل أن تمضي المدة التي يستحقونها في النار. And some other sinners, after they enter hellfire, before the period that they deserve to be tortured for ends, they get out from hellfire by the intercession of some people. ويبقى قسم من العصاة في النار. And a part of the Muslim sinners stay after that in hellfire. حتى يقول الكفار لهم ماذا نفعكم لا إله إلا الله أنتم معنا. Until at one point of time, the blasphemers addressed them by saying, what benefit saying La ilaha illallah did for you? You are with us in hellfire. عندما يقول لهم الكفار ذلك, الله يخرج هؤلاء العصاة من النار. When the blasphemers say that, Allah takes out all these, the Muslim sinners, who remained in hellfire from it. الكافر عند ذلك لو كان موت في الآخرة من حسرته كان يموت. The blasphemer at this moment feels a lot of sorrow in his heart. Had death would been existing in the hereafter, they would have died because of this sorrow. It's so strong. It would be so strong. So at this point, all the Muslim sinners will be brought out of hellfire. Inshallah. أما الأمر الثاني فنذكره في بداية الدرس القادم إن شاء الله. As for the second matter, we'll talk about it either at the beginning or the end of the second class, inshallah. أحد عنده سؤال؟ Do you have any questions? Three intercession. Why three? The intercession of the day, on the day of judgment, when they are gathered to be relieved from the heat of the sun. Yes. An intercession before entering hellfire and an intercession after entering hellfire. And some scholars said there is a fourth type of intercession, which is to increase the level of some people, to have a higher level. But I don't know on what they relied to say that. But some scholars said it. بعضهم قال هناك نوع رابع شفاعة لرفع الدرجات. بعض العلماء قال هذا. أما في الحديث هكذا قال الشيخ عبد الله قال وبعض العلماء قال هناك شفاعة لرفع الدرجات. وما ذكر عنهم ما ذكر مستند يعني له في الحديث لذلك لا أدري على أي شيء استندوا. نعم تفضل. بعدين حاجة إذا بدك تفضل علي. Yes.
When did it become predominantly Shia? What happened?
At the 10th Hijri century. At the 10th Hijri century, a man before that, and this is a lesson that people should learn. Subhanallah. Many people, they do not learn this lesson. Things occur again and again. How do you say it? They see it occurring again and again. The same conditions lead to the same results. And still many people do not learn the lesson. When the Muslims were, let me go back a little bit. When the Muslims were in Al-Andalus, in Spain, at one moment, they started to have between themselves, what do you call it? Disputes? Wars. Not just disputes. And why did they have, why this happened? Because at one point of time, the attachment of many of them to applying the rules of the religion decreased. So they became seeking more and more worldly matters. So they started to fight on these worldly matters. This led to become to the, what do they call it? At one point of time, the city-state, you're familiar with, I'm sure, with this statement. So they had like city-states at one point of time. Instead of being one hand all together they started to have city-states, and not just that, they started to have partitions based on race, based on, for example, the people, the Arabs were one race, the Berbers were another race. Those who were originally from Spain and embraced Islam were a third race, and they started to fight between themselves based on these different racial issues, on other issues. So I will not go into many details, but this led, after a period of time, that they were kicked out from Spain. They were tortured. They were, you all heard about the Inquisitions. Only in one place recently, it was found hundreds of skulls of Muslims who were killed because they didn't want to leave their religion. And at the end, 500,000 of them were put in ships and kicked out Spain. So, and this is because of these things. The same thing occurred in Iran. Where is Ali? Ah, yeah, you're still here. Before the 10th century, during the 9th century, a lot of even fighting occurred between the Muslims in the area of Persia. And many times, unfortunately, and I cannot explain it, it was between Hanafis and Shafi'is. Yeah, based on, which is not, anyway, this is what happened. You know, let me tell you something. You know, when someone wants a worldly matter, sometimes he hides it behind something else. He hides behind something else to drag the people with him to get this worldly matter. So this is what happened. And many tensions existed between the people to a point that they became very fragile, very weak. There was a tribe, a Shia tribe, who lived in Turkey, in a part of Turkey. They saw the situation like that, so they invaded Iran. And they occupied Iran, Persia. And after that, after 20 years, only 20 years after that, in most of the cities of Iran, no one dared to say, I am Sunni. In 20 years, people either escaped or changed the madhab and said, we are Shia, or were killed. So in 20 years, most of the areas of Iran, most of the cities of Iran, no one dared to say, I am Sunni. So that's how the situation changed in Iran. Some of my relatives from my mother's part, they escaped Iran because of that. Because of this, whatever you want to call it, at that time. Yeah, because of what happened at that time. Asbahan, for example, the town of Asbahan, Abu Nu'aym al-Asbahani, he's from Asbahan. Like Al-Ghazali is from Tus. Ahmad ibn Hanbal, his family are originally from Iran. They came from Iran. Abu Ishaq al-Shirazi, from Shiraz. Al-Fayruzabadi, from also Fayruzabad. So all of these are cities in Iran. Very famous Sunni scholars, many of them. So, but this is what happened like 4 centuries ago. MashaAllah. And there is a lesson there that people should learn. It's easy. You know that story of that old man that brought his children before he died? You know the story, don't you? Yeah, he gave each one of them a stick and told them to crack it, and each one cracked it. Then he put the stick together and he told them, who can crack them now while they are together? And no one of them was able to do that. And they learned the lesson without him saying anything more. They learned the lesson. At least for us, we should learn the lesson. Allah yubarak fikum. Tafaddal. بعضهم الذي أصل عقيدة الشيعة تفضيل سيدنا علي على أبي بكر وعمر. هذا أصل عقيدة الشيعة. ثم بعد وقت أناس زادوا على هذا الزعم بأن أبا بكر وعمر وعثمان ما كانوا خلفاء بحق، وأن الخليفة بحق هو علي، وأنهم ظلموا عليا. الذي وصل إلى هذا الحد لا يكفر. أما من زاد على هذا بأشياء كفرية هذا يكفر. The original creed of Shia is to say that Al-Imam Ali is better than Abu Bakr and Umar. This is the original creed of Shia. And not anything more than that. Now after a while, some Shia came up with a new thing, and they said that Abu Bakr and Umar were not truthful in the caliphate. So it was the right of Ali to be the caliph, and they took it unrightfully. Those who have this belief and don't add anything to that, anything blasphemous to that, are still considered Muslims. It's not correct to judge them as blasphemers. As for the one who adds to that something which is blasphemous, then he would be judged as a blasphemer. Naam waqad. Not a thousand, thousands. Yeah, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned in his hadith that one among his nation is going to intercede to as much people as Qabilat Mudar. That is a lot of people. No. To people from the nation of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. الله أعلم. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام ما سمى. النبي ما سمى، الله أعلم بالحال.
The person directs his attention to commit the sin, but this ability is not created by Allah for him. Does he get that sin? Does he acquire that sin?
Can you repeat the question? If a person directs his intention to commit a sin, yeah?
However, the ability to do that sin is not created by Allah.
So he doesn't do it.
Right.
Okay.
Does he acquire that sin?
No, he didn't acquire that sin, but he is sinful for his intention. He is sinful for his intention. It means the firm intention. He is sinful for that. If someone directs, he's firm about committing a sin, but then he doesn't do it for one reason or another, he's sinful for that intention.
This means he was protected by Allah?
From doing that sin, but he's sinful for his intention. Wafiq. Yeah, sometimes one wants to do a sin and Allah protects him from doing it. Yeah, one of Sheikh Abdullah's sheikhs, the sheikh of Sheikh Abdullah, he was a young man, he was traveling, I told you this story before. No? Yeah, I did, I'm sure I did. he got very sick. So he reached a place and he was very, very sick. He was unconscious. So a man took him to his house and they took care of him until he started to become better. And this man used to go out and leave his wife alone with this man, with this young man at home. So at one period of time, she wanted to commit a zina with him. He became better and they were alone. She wanted to commit a zina with him. She approached him and suddenly his grandfather, who was a great wali, great scholar, a great wali, came up and stood in the middle between them. He died long time ago. He didn't see him even. This sheikh didn't see his grandfather, didn't meet him. But he came and stood in between the two of them. So he ran out. He was protected from that by Allah. And later he became a great wali. They used to liken him to the angels because he didn't seem tired from doing acts of worship. Just like the angels, they do not get tired. Yeah, he was like that. But yeah, this happened with him when he was a young person and he was protected by Allah. Allah does whatever he wills. Barakallahu feekum. الله أعلم نهلل لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم